This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome back, friends, to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and we're glad to have you with us. 844-236-6010 is our phone number. Got lines open for you, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, business, health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with, a comment or success story you'd like to share, or just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. I love hearing from you. We all love hearing from you. Like it when the show is a dialogue and not a monologue, much more entertaining. To have two people talking than just to have me talking. 844-236-6010. We'd love to hear from you. We got your longevity products and join the team now link that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team on our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. News stories, blog posts, videos, free information, lots of good health information. I've been doing videos now with my good friend Jonty for many years, and they're all up at criticalhealthnews.com. We also have our Moments of Truth, which I do every morning. Did one today on essential fatty acids and the skin. In my humble opinion, EFAs are the missing link to skin health. You know, when they're testing what a vitamin or a nutrient or an essential substance, a mineral and such, does for the body, they take the substance out of the they do animal tests. They take the substances out of an animal's diet, and then they see what goes wrong, and then they know that zinc is associated with the immune system, and vitamin A is associated with the eyes, and B vitamins are associated with mental health and brain health and energy in general. Because when they take the B vitamins out, there's energy problems and there's heart problems. They take vitamin A out, there's eye problems, and they take zinc out of the diet, and there's immune problems. That's how they assess what nutrition does for what part of the body, how nutrients work in the body. Well, when they take essential fatty acids out of an animal's diet, it doesn't take long before the very first symptom is skin problems. Dry skin, crepey skin, thinning skin, oily skin, all of the things that we hate about our skin show up under EFA deficiencies. Now, I'm not saying all skin problems are EFA deficiencies, but I'm saying that there's a big role for essential fatty acids in the skin. And when people ask me, what's the number one thing you could do for your skin in terms of nutrition, I always say essential fatty acids. Actually, I say fats, because all the fats are important. Vitamin A is important. Vitamin D is important. Vitamin E is important. Zinc and selenium are important. Vitamin K, not so much for the skin, but for the circulatory system, the skin circulation. Phytonutrients that are in plants and vegetables, the fats are the key to having beautiful skin. Now, it's not to say only the fats, but the fats are harder for the body to get. Vitamin C is certainly important, and the B complex are certainly important, but they're easier to get. It's the fats. The fats. We've got to get it down. That it's the fatty system of the body that is a major, major, major underappreciated and underrecognized aspect of good health. And that means how we process fats at the level of the liver and the pancreas and the stomach, and fats are hard to process. The gallbladder, of course, the bile. And then also intake of fats. The fats that we intake are, like many of the nutrients we get in our body, not quality fats. Especially essential fatty acids, which are so unstable, and especially considering that EFAs are so important for the skin. Dry skin should never happen. Let me say that again, because that's really important. Dry skin should never happen. Nobody should have dry skin. Raise your hands out there if you have dry skin. Everybody has dry skin if they're not supplementing with essential fatty acids, which are really how your skin is, which is, I'm not going to say it's the only thing, but it's a major thing for keeping your skin moist and soft is essential and hydrated is essential fatty acids. Now, vitamin A is important and good health is important, obviously, but EFAs are the missing link, in my humble opinion, for a couple reasons. Number one, they're unstable, so they come out of, it's hard to get them from food, it's almost impossible. And number two, they're hard for the body to process once you get them into the system. Supplementing with EFAs can change your life, especially if you're dealing with a skin problem, and especially, super especially, if you've never supplemented or if you're not hip to nutritional supplementation, which, as I said, is not perfect, of course, but it's really helpful, and it's the best we can do, because it ain't in the foods. So I did my moment of truth today on essential fatty acids in the skin, and all our moments of truth are up on our Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. They're also on our website, criticalhealthnews.com, and you can also find all the longevity products at criticalhealthnews.com, as well as brightsideben.com and pharmacistben.com. And you can find our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, silicone, oil, water. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, because you shouldn't have to pay for stuff that your skin's not using. And you should only have to pay for active and functional ingredients. And that's what you get with Truth Treatments. Only active and functional ingredients in all of our products. Every molecule is there for you. And that's a good deal. That means you're not paying for water. That means you're not paying for emulsifying wax. That means you're not paying for cetyl alcohol and sterile alcohol and preservatives. And even if it looks like the price is high, it's not. Especially when you factor it in, you take into account the fact that you only use one or two drops of our Truth Transdermal C Serum, a tiniest pea-sized amount of our Truth Transdermal C Balm. You get beautiful, soft, glowing skin. In the long run, you get dramatically diminished, I might add. Fine lines and wrinkles, clearer skin, and just healthier skin, because it's about the health of the tissue. Beauty should follow health, in my opinion. Beauty should follow health. How we look should follow how healthy we are, because really, when we're assessing each other, and this is what really beauty is about, we assess each other, we look at each other and assess each other, like it or not, it's part of evolution, evolutionary biology and evolutionary psychology, is that we look at each other and make an assessment. We make an assessment for safety, we make an assessment for health, and we make an assessment, that's basically it, health and safety. We're basically looking for someplace safe, and health has an implication for safety. And that's what it's like. That's what beauty's like. And also, we're probably looking at each other for mating. That's right. It's probably a third thing there. For fertility, for reproducing. Those are the three elements: health, reproduction, and safety. But what we're looking at is how healthy the body is, how healthy the person is, how healthy the skin or the face is. So when you change skin health, beauty becomes a natural subsequent event or phenomena. It follows the health. You change the health, you become more beautiful. We're looking at each other for health. We're not looking at each other for wrinkles. We're looking at each other for healthy tissue. You change the health of the body, you naturally look beautiful. All right, TrueTreatments.com, TrueTreatments.com. We're talking about the electrical nature of the body. You can't stick a... The thing about the electrical nature of the body, much like the body itself in general as a whole, it's really misleading. You look at the body, you don't see dynamism. But in reality, there's so much action in a body. I mean, if you're sitting still, it doesn't look like anything's happening. If you're sleeping, it doesn't look like anything's happening. And that's very misleading. And because of that kind of illusionary, static nature of the body, how it looks like nothing's happening, it allows us to do all kinds of things. Eat the wrong food, smoke cigarettes, take drugs, prescription or otherwise, because we don't really see what's happening. Same thing with the skin. We don't really see what's happening in the skin, so we don't think anything rubbing stuff on the surface. And when it comes to bioelectricity, which is a real phenomena, cellular electricity, actually, you can't stick a wire into the body and turn on a light bulb. for practical purposes. You can't really, it's not the same kind of electricity that turns on a light bulb. It's microscopic microvolts. All right, we'll talk about that when we come back from a break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. Lines open 844-236-6010. We're talking about the bioelectrical nature of the body.
said before we went to break how electricity, when we think of it, we turn on a light switch, we get electricity. Actually, we don't even really think about electricity, but we should, because everything is electrical. Everything is magnetic. Everything, a rock is electrical, a rock is magnetic. Everything in our reality can only be perceived because of electromagnetics, and in a way, that's what God is. God is who that in whom we live and move and have our being. Live and move, or live and breathe and have our being. Something along those lines, it says in the Bible. Well, that's electromagnetism. Everything's electromagnetic. So it should come as no surprise that the health of the body is electromagnetic. Nutrients work electromagnetically, and not even more fundamentally, because, you know, electromagnetics, is that's true, but what is electromagnetics? It's quantum. And don't get put off by the word quantum. Quantum just means the movement of little particles. Boom. Left, right, empty. They go up. They go from where there's no particle, where there are particles, to where there's no particles. We'll say positive. I know this gets really confusing, but it's positive charges to negative charges, or negative charges to positive charges. It goes as a current, negative to positive, negative to positive. Negative, is for some weird quirk of chemistry, means extra, and positive means less. That's where it gets a little confusing. But don't even pay attention to that. From where there's a lot to where there's a little. And it's this flow from where there's a lot to where there's a little that creates everything. That's called quantum. That's electromagnetics. If you understand that, then you understand quantum. Just movement of things. From where there's a lot to where there's a little. When things don't move, we get sick. When the quantum is not moving, when things aren't moving in the right way, we get sick. And then that initiates, that lack of movement initiates an entire defensive response. That lack of movement puts the body into a defensive posture. It's all movement. Movement of quantum particles, but really you can call it electrical flow. And by the way, a voltage is a push. Voltage is the word we give for the push of the electricity, the movement of the electricity, and negative voltage is the opposite. It's a vacuum. That's called pH. Negative push, pH is just negative push and positive push. I sometimes say vacuum, a fountain and a vacuum. The fountain throws things off, a vacuum sucks things up. And that's all has to do with voltages, and all has to do with charges, and all that's what nutrition's about. Just the movement of things, either to or fro. We want the body to be in a sucking position, or the blood anyway, to be in a sucking position. We want the blood to have a negative voltage, like a vacuum cleaner. Just think of sucking. That's a negative voltage. That's a positive voltage. That's a good, perfect metaphor right there. Positive voltage is when you breathe out. A negative voltage is when you breathe in. When you breathe in, you get a vacuum. It's all breathing. It's inhalation and exhalation. The universe breathes. Inhalation and exhalation. It says in the Bible, it talks about the breath. What do you think the power of the breath is? It's inhalation and exhalation. It's electromagnetics. It's charges. It's pH. It's positive and negative. It's battery. It's current. It's flow. It's voltage. It's all the same stuff. And when we want to get healthy, we want to improve, or we want to improve the voltages in the blood. We want the voltage to be a little bit pulling, a little bit vacuuming. We want it a little negative voltage. Where it gets confusing is positive charges are equals negative voltage, and that gets a little bit weird. So don't even go there. Negative voltages, sucking. You want the blood to be a little sucking. Why do you want the blood to be a little sucking? 7.38. 7, by the way, is neutral. Between 7 and 14, you have sucking. Between 0 and 7, you have blowing out, exhaling. Your exhale is between 0 and 7. Your inhale is between 7 and 14. 7, and this is pH. pH goes from 0 to 14. 0 to 7 is exhale. 7 to 14 is inhale. You want the blood a little inhaling. You want it to inhale because you're eating food. You get nutrients. So you want the blood to be sucking those nutrients up. That's why you want your blood, and that's why not you want it. That's why nature will keep it at 7.38. Slightly, that's a sucking in a slightly inhaling mode. When you start exhaling in your blood, you are sick because you can't get nutrients. Toxins are in the exhale. Toxins are in the exhale. When you blow out in real life, when you exhale and you're with your lungs, you're blowing out acid. Acid's in the exhalation. Acid is in the forward movement. Alkaline's in the backward movement. Your skin you want in a forward movement. Your skin you want acid. Why do you want your skin acid? Because you want it pushing off stuff. You want it moving, dynamic. You don't want stuff sitting around on the skin. So nature made the skin, the outside of the body, acid. the inside of the body alkaline, so it could suck. All this has to do with the electrical charges. And anything we could do to facilitate electrical charges is going to improve our health. That's what nutrition's about. Reading from the journal Bioelectricity. Yes, there is a journal called Bioelectricity. It has been a great pleasure and honor to have guest edited this first special issue of Bioelectricity on Cancer. This is a letter that one of the editors wrote. It is well known that cancer is one of the biggest killers in humans, although billions of dollars have been spent finding cures for it. Many problems remain across the board. Starting 20 years ago, cancer cells, bioelectricity, has emerged formally as a new concept in the physiology of the disease. Meaning, cancer's bioelectrical. Yes, cancer cells, their electronics of a cancer cell are totally whacked out. Totally whacked. The bioelectricity of a cancer cell is completely different from a healthy cell, the way it conducts charges. A healthy cell, when we talk about bioelectricity, you know, it's easy to picture Galvani in the the frog experiment you did in high school. You stick a little pin in the frog and the leg goes up. But electricity also occurs in tiny particles called electrons that you can't see that way. That's how it works with the cell. The cell is passing little particles, atoms, not atoms, subatomic particles, electrons, photons, literally photons, light, through the membrane. And how that happens creates all kinds of electrical energy inside a cell, which is doing, count them, millions and millions of chemical reactions a second. Okay? Millions. I was talking to this guy, this astrophysicist, a couple days ago at a party. I just randomly met him. We started talking. I'm going to have him as a guest on the show. He just finished a book on climate change, which is really interesting. Anyway, I said to him, we're talking about the cosmos and just crazy, and quanta and crazy stuff. And I said, doesn't this make you spiritual? Doesn't this make you religious? He said, heck yes. He says, any scientist who understands this stuff, or who studies this stuff, not understands it, but studies this stuff, can't help but become spiritual. What's going on at the level of a cell is so mind-blowing that you just have to just take it in as best as you can and not let it fry your circuits. So all of this stuff is happening at the level of the electron and the quanta, and it's happening through something called ion channels or voltage gates. This is something we've only understood in the last 20 years, voltage gates. A voltage gate is just what it sounds like. Voltage, meaning electrically dependent on electrons, electricity, and a gate, like a garage door. There are literally garage doors and garage door openers at the quantum level happening in cells. And by controlling those, how fast the energy flows through the garage door openers, cell behavior, cell activity, and cell dynamics is controlled through just the movement of things through the membrane. And this is where polyelectrolytes become really important, by the way, which we use in our skin health products, which we use in our Truth AHA Energizing Exfoliator, our Truth Hyaluronic Mineral Hydrator. These minerals act to open up voltage gates in plants and in people, too. And when you open up a voltage gate, you get a payload. You can get a payload. The voltage gate opens up, you get a payload into the cell. The cells, plant cells get fed, and this is why polyelectrolytes, any good farmer or gardener will sprinkle polyelectrolytes in the soil. You get more voltage gate activity and more payload dumping off, if you will. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back after
this. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. coronavirus continues to dominate the news, Health Secretary Alex Azar currently facing more heat over the growing threat from the virus in the United States. At a House hearing, Democrats are slamming the Trump administration for budget cuts it made in U.S. global health programs, including at the CDC. President Trump is planning to address the nation today at 6 p.m. Eastern about the coronavirus outbreak. That as CDC experts do say that a larger coronavirus outbreak in the United States appears to be inevitable. The principal deputy director of the CDC, Dr. Ann Shucott, says certain people are more at risk of dying of the virus.
Primarily the elderly and people with chronic conditions like diabetes or heart disease.
The administration's asking Congress for $2.5 billion in emergency funding to combat the crisis. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, or if you want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Longevity products, call 866-735-2470. Or if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, call 866-735-2470 for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can also click on the Join the Team links at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. This is from the book Decoding the Human Body Field, which is a super cool book. I have it in my reference library, and I go back to it all the time. I read it probably 20 years ago, but I always go back to it. The science of information as medicine. Modern science has shown, quote, modern science has shown how your physical body is awash in energy in many different forms, such as electrical pulses, vibrations, and pressure waves and sound energies of various frequencies, unquote. Body is an electrical system. The cells are electrical, and we have to address the electricity if we want to address health. Now, you don't need to know all this stuff. You can take your supplements. You don't need to know why it works. But if you know why it works, it makes it easier, number one, to leverage these things. Remember, it's about leverage, to leverage these ideas. But number two, it's interesting, I think. Hopefully you do too. Tomorrow we'll talk about how all this, the relationship between electricity and how everything began. I have a really cool book here called Clay Minerals and the Origin of Life. This is really fascinating stuff. The Bible says life began out of the dust, or God breathed into the dust and created man, something along those lines in Genesis. I don't think it's dust. I think it's clay. And in fact, I'm not the only person who thinks it's clay. There's something called the clay hypothesis that says that life came out of clay. And that is really interesting and has a lot to do with good health and has a lot to do with bioelectricity. And it has a lot to do with Dr. Wallach's understanding and the understanding of minerals and electrolytes and how important they are. They're the key to life. Yeah, fats are important for maintaining life, but the key to beginning life, to initiating things, that's in these electrolytes. Magical, magical, magical substances that come out of the earth. We'll talk about that. We'll continue talking about all of this kind of stuff. Hopefully you don't find it too out there. I think it's interesting, and it's also definitely helpful if you can absorb it. All right, so we'll continue with that tomorrow. I thought a couple things I wanted to read here. This is from the journal for the Huffington Post. How to prepare for a pandemic. According to U.S. health officials, the new coronavirus is expected to grow into a pandemic. Not an epidemic, a pandemic. Pandemic's way worse than an epidemic. An epidemic is like, that's mild compared to a pandemic. An epidemic is when something spreads across, I think it has to do with size, epidemic versus pandemic. A pandemic is bigger than an epidemic. What the heck? I don't even know what a pandemic is really, actually, now that I think about it. Pandemic, epidemic, whatever. It's supposed to get big. The new coronavirus epidemic is likely to grow into a pandemic, with additional cases expected in the U.S. possibly within the coming days, federal health officials said last week. Listen, folks, the worst thing you could do is be scared of anything. But just logic would tell you that the coronavirus only affects a very small percentage of people, and it only affects people who are unhealthy, for the most part. To worry about the coronavirus and not worry about the carbon monoxide in the air or the soda you're drinking or the McDonald's hamburger you're eating, or, you know, it's crazy. It's really ridiculous. And I'm always suspicious when all the information dissemination machinery is coherent. Government, the press, your doctor, the medical model, the drug companies. When everybody's saying the same thing, I'm always suspicious. Just call me cynical, but I've been doing this a long time. Build your immune system. Stay away from sugar. Take your zinc. Take your iodine. Make sure you're doing the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients. Don't drink the soda pop. Don't smoke cigarettes if you're smoking cigarettes. You know, there's all kinds of ways that the body can protect itself, and that's what you want to focus on. Always. Always focus on what you can control. Locus of control. Always. And then the idea of those masks. What do you do about hand transmission? You know, and by the way, the virus is very weak virus. You have to be close. You have to basically be sneezed on in order to get the coronavirus. It's a very mild, weak virus. Yes, it can grow into a pneumonia. It can kill people, and it has. But rarely compared to how much, you know, they're talking about 2%, and that's huge. I don't know how they assess whether somebody died of the coronavirus or they died of being sick or died of being weak, I should say. Anyway, don't worry about the coronavirus. Take your supplements, though. All right, we'll get your calls here in a sec. There's this one just kind of found very, very interesting. My poor friends in Florida, they got to deal with hurricanes and invasive pythons and the red bloom. And you know, Florida's such a beautiful state, but man, they got some bad karma or something, because there's some horrible things that happen in Florida. Check this out now. Herpes-riddled monkeys rampage as humans infected by out-of-control macaques. Kind of monkey, a rhesus. I think that's how you say it, macaques. I might be getting that wrong, but it's a type of monkey, rhesus monkey. They're on the rampage, and they got herpes. And while the odds are low that you're going to get them, it's the 25% of these monkeys, rampaging monkeys, in Florida. Can you imagine this? Rampaging monkeys with herpes. And I know that's not really health, but herpes, by the way, another one, the shingles virus. Shingles. They give you shingles vaccine now, right? Herpes and shingles, it can be obviously very miserable. But who gets shingles? People who have most immune systems are suppressed. Same idea. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. And let's see what Robert, my buddy in Nevada, has to say. You always have something cool to say. What's going on, Robert?
Oh, hey, Ben. I got right in halfway through the show. That's got to be a record.
So, yes, sir.
You talked about electricity and so forth. I wanted to know about the body electric. I probably ought to get that book by Becker.
You're talking about by Becker?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a great book. What do you know? Why don't you tell me what you know about it, and then I'll tell you. I read it many years ago, and I refer back to it all the time. It's a great book. I highly recommend it, by the way, if you're interested in how the body heals itself and grows electrically and through electrical fields. This is not hippy dippy airy fairy. This is hardcore medical science that the body heals itself.
Sure,
right, with morphogenic fields, bioelectrical or electrical morphogenic fields. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Gotcha. I think I know if someone is epileptic, what happens is the brain is sending out unusual electrical patterns, which is making them twitch like.
So yeah,
you're not,
it's electrical.
You're not getting those weird. Yeah. So I'm wondering, talk about electricity in the body specifically, if salt has any bearing on that at all.
Oh, well, heck yeah. Salt is bioelectrical. What is salt? The classification of salt is it is an electrolyte. And that's what electrolytes are. You see, minerals, it gets really, you know how we were talking, I don't know if you heard us a couple months ago or maybe 6 months ago, we talked about minerals versus elements versus atoms. So basically here, when we're talking about bioelectricity and the flow of electricity, we're talking about atoms. The thing about sodium chloride and electrolytes is they become atoms very easily in water. They become atoms. Not everything is an atom. It's usually these things are clumped together. Let me explain that. It's getting confusing. So hang on, Robert. We got to take a break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Talking to Robert in Nevada. So before we went to, are you there, Robert? Do we have Robert still?
Yeah, right here.
Okay, so you asked about salt. Now, first of all, you meant table salt, I assume. That's a type of salt.
Yeah.
Salt is a generic term. There's lots of different salts. But you mean table salt, sodium and chloride. So sodium and chloride are two of the electrolytes. There's eight or so electrolytes. Magnesium's an electrolyte, calcium, potassium, sodium, chloride, etc. I think there's six or seven or eight, something like that, of phosphate, sulfate, bicarbonate. But those are the main ones. So these electrolytes are said to be electrolytes because they're electric. Cool. But they're not just electrical. They're only electrical if they're in fluid, particularly water. Electrolytes need to be in water. And they deliver, when they're in water, they support the electrical energy of water. They structure the water, first of all, and that creates, that turns water into a conductive substance. Water's not ordinarily conductive. You know, water's an insulator. But when it has electrolytes in it, it becomes conductive. This is why they tell you to get out of the pool when there's lightning, right? You know how they tell you to get out of the pool? Why? Because there's chlorine in there. There's electrolytes. The water has become electrical because of the electrolytes. So when electrolytes deliver, facilitate the electrical energy of fluids. Obviously, the body is a lot of fluids. They not only facilitate electrical energy, they turn water into a conductor. In fact, water is actually, when it relates with the electrolytes in the fluid and when it relates to proteins, it's not a conductor. It's a superconductor. You know what that means? That means instantaneity. That means, boom, speed of light, practically. That means from point A to point B instantaneously. That's how the body communicates from head to toe so fast. That's how you can make a change. That's how you can take a tiny little bit of a supplement and, like vitamin B12, for example, and change your body's entire chemistry, because that B12 is being communicated, the energy from the vitamin B12 is being communicated through all of the fluids in the body instantaneously. That was a great mystery for, and by the way, There's a great mystery in molecular biology called the Leventhal paradox. They can't figure out why they take these long chains of amino acids, which, you know, molecularly speaking, are like miles and miles and miles, you know, relative to what we're used to seeing. They're huge amounts, and they unwrap them, these miles and miles and miles of amino acid chains, and they rearrange themselves instantaneously in a split second by themselves. And nobody can figure out how that happens. Does that make sense? They unstring these things. They unstring these things that are incredibly complicated and wrapped around, they call them tertiary, because there's three different levels of wrapping. I mean, it's just incredible how complex they are. And they string and pull them apart. And then within a split second, they rearrange themselves. They couldn't figure out how that's done. And that's done through the fields that are being created electromagnetically. It's matching up with the fields. This is what Becker talks about in the book Bioelectric. This all comes back to that book, The Bioelectric. Becker noticed that we heal, and our bodies heal better when there's certain manipulations done to electrical fields around the healing. And then he also noticed with salamanders and lower animals or reptiles and such, they regenerate limbs. And he became fascinated with the regeneration of limbs. And he noticed that there was electrical fields that were around, that could be measured, that were around where the hand or the foot was going to grow. Does that make sense? He could manipulate the electrical field. The fields around the space where the hand was supposed to grow into, it's like a shape, like a mold. It's an electrical mold. So these electrical fields are emanated from us that shape us, that mold us. Does that make sense? That's really important. Because we can control those electrical fields. We can control our molding, the way we shape. We can control regeneration of limbs, theoretically, because it can be done at a cell level. It's just that higher animals have lost that ability somehow. On a cell level, it can be done. Our liver can do it. You know, there's certain organs that can do it, but from a body perspective, we seem to have lost that ability. Limbs don't typically regrow, although I think I've heard fingertips regrowing and things like that. But for the most part, we don't regrow things, and that's the great mystery, is why, as animals get more complex, have they lost that ability to regenerate to the same degree that a salamander or a lizard can. So in any case, it's all bioelectrical, and it has to do with bioelectrical fields, and the good news is we can control those. We can control, well, good news, bad news. The good news is we can control them with nutrition, we can control with our thoughts, we can control through movement. The bad news is we're subject to to interference, because we live in an electromagnetic sea of artificial energy, and just in the last 100 years, just lights, not to mention computers and the scanners at the supermarket and revolving and the doors that open and close. I mean, we're surrounded with all of these things. 5G now, we're surrounded with all of this stuff. And that's got to have an impact on the body. Not that you want to be alarmist about it, and not that you can really do anything about it, but what you can do, always, locus of control. Control your electromagnetics. Control your electronics. And I want to talk about fats later, and the steroid hormones, by the way. That's also important. The fatty system of the body also plays a role in electrical energy, in the sense that it's so cool. The electricity flows on the water-soluble stuff, but the fatty stuff, it controls it so it doesn't flow too fast. It modulates it. Fats are called capacitors. Fats act like capacitors. A capacitor is something that kind of holds on to the energy a little bit so it can be controlled. A semiconductor. It holds on to the energy so the energy doesn't overwhelm things. You got to have energy, but you got to have that energy controlled. And that control is accomplished through the fats. Fats control everything. And that's where the fats become really important. And cancer cells and sick cells always have disturbances in the fats around them. And that's why fats are so, so, so important. They control that flow of electrical energy into cells and really in the body in general. They control, they modulate the flow so it's not too much. So it's a combination. You got to have the flow, and then you have like a dial. Think of the fats like a dial. You turn up, you turn the volume up, you can turn the volume down. That's what the fats do. They're the volumized. In radio, we have these things called pots or potentiometers. They're like dials. You turn it all the way to the right, it maxes out. You turn it all the way to the left, it goes to zero, and that's what the fats do. And the electricity, and you're not going to hear anybody else say that because that just came out of my head, but that's literally what's happening. Not literally, but that's an analogy to what's literally happening. Does that make sense, my friend?
Wow. I think so.
Is that too much? I hope I didn't lose anybody. I mean, you lost people.
That's a lot, but that's how you roll, Ben. You're the man. You know it all. So
I definitely know. I don't take that on. But you know what? Everything I talk about here is just visualization. Thanks, Robert. Appreciate your call. Thanks for the kind words. Take care, man. So it's not smart. It's visualization. You got to be able to visualize what's happening. And that's what I'm trying to do in this program. Is I want us all to be able to visualize what's happening, because it has nothing to do with being smart, because I'm not that smart, but I can visualize it and I can see it kind of in my mind's eye. So that may sound smart, but what really is, when you can visualize something, you can really see it, you can own it. It's yours because it's part of you. When you can visualize it and see it, when you know it, you're still a little bit separated from it. But when it's yours, you can actually see it. It's in your body. And that's the point we want to get to with our bodies. We want to own how our bodies work. And that's why in the skincare world, I'm always blown away by people just rubbing stuff on their skin and not having any idea what they're rubbing on. Not just not reading the ingredient deck, not even knowing that it's there. Not even just being completely oblivious to that, and I'm not insulting anybody. I'm just saying that the fact that we're so disassociated from how our bodies work because we can't visualize it allows us to do these crazy things. And unfortunately, if your doctor can't visualize what's happening, and most of them, I don't say most of them, a lot of the medical model is based on memorization. It's based on protocols. It's based on textbooks. It's based on studies. I had a guy, he didn't mention my name, but he did a talk, and he said, some guy is saying this, this, and that, and I'm not going to get into what he said exactly, but then he said, he must not read the studies. And he was referring to me, I found out. And no, you're right, I don't read the studies, because I don't pay attention to the studies. Studies can be anything. Studies are irrelevant if you understand the body. It's chemistry. It's biology. It's how things are put together. It's not a study. Studies are based on statistics, which, as has been said many, many times, the three kinds of lies, damn lies, and statistics. Studies are based on statistics. And our medical model is really based on statistics and studies. And this is the problem. This is why we have a pharmacomedical model that has deluded us into thinking it works, because it's studies. It's all based on studies. You've got to visualize these things. And once you visualize them, you won't need anyone to tell you how your body works. Once you can own it visually, feel it somatically in your body. Feel the body in the body. All right, that's it for now. Thanks for listening. Please check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for longevity products and Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters...